the man that knows the cap, bonuses and all of that. He's the one that gets you cut, front up, so don't give a word. He's the guy who knows the law, can't put him against the wall. He's the guy with all the answers, Matt and Chuck are backup dancers.
Front office Los. Brought to you by John Meagle Chevrolet, MeagleChevy.com. Check out the inventory. Getting towards the end of the year, the 2015s are hitting the lot. So if you're looking for one of those, you know, specifically any of the really great ones like the Traverse, that's what I drive.
I saw your Traverse yesterday.
I would highly suggest it. If not, there's going to be a Chevy that'll fit your needs. MeagleChevy.com.
I mean this in the most like manly way. You look good, Nick.
You know what? I took the daughters over to Alabama. I had the dog in the back of the car. I was in good shape.
That's a party right there.
That's how it goes.
All right.
All right. So I want to start this front office Los by saying that I'm not advocating losing.
Thanks.
Because there's always that problem culturally in the league. When you think about Oakland or Jacksonville or Washington, those are teams that have perfected just mayhem and silliness within their organization. So when they win, you go, wow, that was weird. They're supposed to be losers because that's what they practice on a regular basis. But I can't have the Falcons win this division. At 5-7, there is some real issues that would begin to happen. Let's just say, hypothetically, that the Atlanta Falcons were to finish 7-9.
Okay.
All right, so let's just go with there. 7-9, and you've equaled Seattle's mark for winning a division.
They win the division at 7-9?
Hypothetically, let's say that let's just say hypothetically you win the division 7-9, 2-2 down the stretch,
which is, again, that's not out of the realm of possibility.
No, and let's say one of those is New Orleans,
right?
And they finish 7-9, you've got the tiebreakers, you move on.
That means that you are, as the playoffs begin, you would have the 12th from last first round draft pick, unless you actually win a playoff game, then you move down four more slots.
That's what I want to highlight. And part of it that I want to make people understand is that the draft works in plateaus. There's levels of talent that as you move down a draft board, and I blogged about this over at frontofficefootball.net, you start to see how when you lose a handful of picks as you win, it starts to affect your overall depth, and it starts to affect the kind of guys you get access to. For instance, Chuck, last year, the Detroit Lions, one of the teams, they faltered down the stretch. They finished 7-9. They drafted 10th overall.
Mm-hmm.
Well, right now, the Falcons, if they don't win the division, they're in line to draft somewhere between 10th and 13th. You know, you're going to be dealing with a really quality, good football player, defensive guy, if you want to go that route, that can immediately start day one and be of impact for you.
You're right. Taylor Lewan, I think, actually went to the Titans around that same spot.
It was 10.
Yeah.
Then you run into the problem, though. If you win the division at, let's say, 7-9, the very highest you can pick is 21st.
Right.
Okay. You down 11 spots with the exact same record.
Chuck, if you happen to, and it'd be a lot of fun, we would have a great time with the idea of, let's say it's Detroit. Let's say it's Dallas. Let's say it's Arizona finds a way to
screw
squeak
you,
out.
Arizona. You got to come back to our house.
They come back over into your house and you beat them. You will pick no higher than 25th.
You drop four more spots down because once you get into the playoffs, then it's whoever wins, and the four teams that lose the first playoff game, then it's by record. The next four that lose, it's by record.
Now, here's the important part about that, and I know we hear this from callers. I hear it on Sunday whenever we talk about, you know, the Falcons and we do the post-game show. You'll have people that will make the blanket statement, well, we'll mess up the first-round pick anyway. Here's the thing. This is why I talk about draft plateaus and talent level. Okay, last year, there was somewhere between 1 and 6 elite-level players. We're talking about Clowney, Watkins, Matthews, Barr, Mack, those sort of guys, you know, where everyone was in agreement, hey, these are the top guys in this draft. So you had teams like Buffalo, in order to be able to jump into that higher part, gave up a first-round pick. They knew that the talent level for Sammy Watkins was going to be greater than what they would get sitting at 9.
No.
As you move down the draft board, you keep losing access to groups of talent, guys that are about the same. So let's say, for instance, you're picking 10th. You're in that second plateau where all the guys from, let's say, 8 to 16 are about the same. But once you get a little further down, and last year it started at 18, there was about 18 guys with first-round grades. After that, it was all second-rounders. So Juwan James goes to Miami. Johnny Manziel, they move up to go get him. And all that group of guys, they all had about the same rating, and a lot of them were not able to start day one in the NFL.
Here's the bottom line. What you're saying is all logical, right? Everything you're saying is true. Everybody would rather pick at 11 than 21 and certainly 25. The fan in me doesn't care right now. And I know that's not, and I'm not the GM, and I don't think Thomas will be either. What I would say is whoever is making the pick at 21, or fingers crossed, you win a first-round playoff game 25, get it right. You're not going to get the same quality level of play in the top six. I understand it. We all understand it. I want to go to the playoffs. Sports is about moments and memories and fun. It's not about looking at names on a board. And as much as I know this team needs more talent, I wouldn't argue that. I want my GM at 25 or 21. Get the freaking pick right. Now, when was Desmond Trufant selected?
Desmond Trufant was 21.
Okay, so you're right about the different levels of play. You can find quality players. That's your job. Figure it out. Get me to the playoffs and then get it right, too. You can do both.
Los, in the immediate, as far as what we have to deal with, because we get a week, maybe yeah. 2 weeks of excitement.
Which would be amazing.
I still remember the Saturday night in the Dome against the Rams. That was a playoff game. They put 40-something on them.
How about the Philadelphia week going there in round two? Not the
absolutely.
NFC title. That was great. It's a great week.
All of that is true. As far as what Los is saying, he's right. The Falcons, you know, I made a big point that if Pierre Garçon and Kirk Cousins hook up on that two-point conversion last year, because it would be a win for the Skins and a loss for the Falcons on that one play would have gone from 6-2. The reality is, once Clowney was off the board, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 really didn't matter for the Falcons, okay?
Yeah, interchangeable, sure.
The hell of a difference between 9, 10, or 11 and 21, 22, 23. And you know how you can tell? Look at the teams that enter the draft with picks in the 20s. So many of them, well, screw it, I'll trade out of the first round. I don't care.
And maybe you can do that too.
You see so many teams with picks in the – you don't see teams with the 8th overall pick saying, I'll trade out of the first round.
All that is logical and true, and nobody would argue it. I don't care. At this point in the season, I'm not rooting for the loss. And you started your diatribe here with that.
I don't want to, yeah. But if you happen to miss out, it's not the worst thing.
Whoever's making the pick next year, because I don't think it's Thomas, even if they make the playoffs, get it right. Millions of guys have gotten 25 right. Millions of guys have gotten 32 right. Millions of guys have gotten 30. Get it right. Figure it out.
And consider this. In those top 18 picks, you only had two trades. And this really speaks to what Chuck just brought up. As soon as you had those first 18 gone, it then became about, okay, let me either move down or let me just happen to go get the one guy I'm targeting. You then had four trades in the next 8 picks. That's how quickly it started happening. And we start looking at those players. You know, Anthony Barr would be great here. Eric Ebron would be an answer here. Taylor Lewan, Odell Beckham, Aaron Donald. But as you go down into that range, 21, 22, 23, you're now looking at a guy like D Ford, where I love D Ford. He's sure. A third down player in this league.
They tried to trade for him here.
Darqueze Dennard can't get on the field for Cincinnati. Jason Barrett can't stay healthy over in San Diego. It's just, that's what it's a different
talent.
Yeah,
he's a tiny little guy out there playing an NFL game.